Well, I farm in partnership with my brother Joe in northwest Iowa. We have 4,400 acres of corn. And I guess I'm supposed to talk today about things we do differently, which is the pharmaceutical business that we have. About 11 years ago, we started with a French company, Meristem Therapeutics, and they had inserted canine lipase from dogs into a corn plant and to produce a lipase for cystic fibrosis patients. And that was the first company we started with, and we've worked with a number of biotech companies since. And this spring we'll be planting for a German company, potatoes, where they have isolated a protein drug that's produced on human skin that's antibacterial. And so they can concentrate it in potatoes, and then they're going to use it for lipstick, sunscreen, anything that you, topicals you would put on your skin. So it's so been, Mr. It's been 11
Potato
years
becomes,
of
Mr.
interesting
Potato
work.
Becomes Dr. Potato here, right?
Yeah.
How did you get into this? How did you find out about the market? How did you make this transition?
Well, I was at a meeting probably 15 years ago, and a USDA nutritionist was speaking about the coming nutraceuticals. In other words, grains that were higher in vitamin A and or some other good quality, improved quality. And so that sounded interesting. We started researching those companies and found Meristem Therapeutics, which was going the next step to from a nutraceutical. They were producing a pharmaceutical. And so that sounded like a place where somebody might be able to make some money. And so I put together a team to go over to France and talk to these folks. And we took the leader of the Iowa Senate, we took someone who was representing the banking industry, somebody representing Iowa State University, and we took a seed salesman who spoke French, and went over to France and said, you know, if you're going to be producing this drug in corn, we're from Iowa, and we understand corn, and it'd be a good place for you to multiply your proteins. Well, unbeknownst to us, we found out later that they had just been having internal discussions about how they were going to take their benchtop work out to a field, because you can't do it in France. You can't do it in Europe, of course. Unapproved biologics. And so we show up on their doorstep with this proposal, and 6 months later, we had a contract.
So this is a great story, because you were able to turn the sort of global competition and global disparities to your advantage in this case.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the odd thing about biotechnology, some of the leading biotech companies are based in Europe, but they can't use the products there. So they have to go somewhere else.
And what are you trending toward now? Are you moving in more and different directions?
We're actually the only farmers in the United States, maybe in the world, that are doing this. There's a half a dozen biotech companies, large biotech companies, that do it internally. But we're the only farmers that aren't, we're not smart enough to know we can't do it. So we do it. And the reason I say that is it's very, very difficult to get permits from USDA to grow these biologics. And we spent, my brother and I went to Washington, I think four different times, and sat down with the APHIS people, Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, and helped them write the SOPs for growing these crops, because those folks, I mean, you know, God bless them, they do a good job at what they do, but they don't know the practicalities of growing these crops in a field condition. And so we build a relationship with the regulators on the correct way to isolate these products and move them around and get the permits and so on. And so because of that relationship, when biotech companies want to get an unapproved biologic approved for field trials, they point them toward our business. And so we keep getting the business that way.